Praise God. That's okay. You've been playing 70 years. You can do whatever you want with it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 10 minutes. 10, 11 minutes. I love it. That's a challenge. Preachers, I know y'all long-winded, so if I can go 10 minutes, y'all can go 10 minutes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 27, 46. Hallelujah. Matthew 27, 46. For people that like to look at things in their Bible, like me. I start at verse 45. Now, about the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Come on now.
Praise God. Now I tell you what, to preach on that in 10 minutes, that is a tough challenge. Because this is a powerful and deep saying, but I'm going to do it. Praise God. Now I want you to think for a moment. Because so much is revealed in that saying. For Jesus, this is completely out of character with anything else in the whole New Testament. For Jesus to say that he felt forsaken.
All right, man. My.
He never felt forsaken.
My Lord.
He exuded confidence everywhere he went.
Right.
Hallelujah. Even when he faced the devil in Matthew 4, face to face, he never felt forsaken. He never wavered. On his, there was no wavering in Jesus. Amen. This is the only time that you can find something where Jesus appeared so human. So human. That he could say, I feel forsaken.
My God.
Praise God.
Oh, Lord.
Glory to God. The Bible says he was at all points tempted like as we are. So it was necessary that he experience what we experience.
Oh, Lord.
In all points.
Yes.
And that was one point he had not experienced. What does it mean to feel forsaken by God? Hallelujah. I could give some testimonies, but I don't have time, so I'm not going to. Hallelujah. But I felt forsaken before. Hallelujah. Only to have God show up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And show you that he is God. Amen. And Jesus' experience would not be complete if he had not went through this moment. Because he had to feel what it's like to be forsaken. Now, who was forsaken here? First of all, he was a righteous man. Even if you were an unbeliever, you'd have to acknowledge this was a righteous man. He gave everything. He dedicated his life to the service of God and to people.
My God.